sheltered under his own protection. Avitirkaya. Inconceivable. Kaya, by that same. Maya. Eva, certainly. Saha, he. I am this king. Kill, certainly. Goptum, Udyataha. Prepared to give protection. Katham, how? No, then. Mam, me. Dharma paraha. One who is strictly following religious principles. Jigham sati. Desires to kill. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. In the beginning of creation, you created all these moving and non-moving living entities by your inconceivable energy. Through this very same energy, you are now prepared to protect the living entities. Indeed, you are the supreme protector of religious principles. Why are you so anxious to kill me, even though I am in the form of a cow? Purport. The planet Earth argues that there is no doubt that one who creates can also annihilate by his sweet will. The planet Earth questions why she should be killed when the Lord is prepared to give protection to everyone. After all, it is the Earth that is the resting place for all other living entities, and it is the Earth that produces grains for them. Om Agyanadimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Adadanasya Tranam Dante Ridam Yache Punapunaha Shri Madhurupa Padam Bhojaudhulisyam Mama Janmani Janmani Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadhutam Barijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishatan Vitancha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindubhya Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himangarivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajaishatanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu Varagena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhaur Madamitam Tatra Dharana Paraha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namo Sute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yayetat Adav Asrujya Characharam Swamayaya Atma Ashraya Yavitirkaya Tayeva Soyam Kilagopta Mudyataha Katam Numam Dharma Paro Jighansati. In the beginning of creation, you created all these moving and non-moving living entities by your inconceivable energy. Through this very same energy, you are now prepared to protect the living entities. Indeed, you are the supreme protector of religious principles. Why are you so anxious to kill me, even though I am in the form of thou? The first line of purport Prabhupada says that the planet Earth argues that there is no doubt that one who creates can also annihilate by his sweet will. And the planet Earth questions why she should be killed when the Lord is prepared to give protection to everyone. An answer to this question in the previous verses, like at text number 23, where Lord gives why he is killing the Mother Earth in the form of a cow. Maharaj Pratha says, my dear Earth, you have disobeyed my orders and rulings. In the form of a demigod, you accepted your share of the yajna we performed. But in return, you have not produced sufficient food grains. For this reason, I must kill you. So here is the answer for question asked by Mother Earth. Then further Maharaj Pratha says, although you are eating green grass every day, you are not filling your milk bag so we can utilize your milk. Since you are willfully committing offenses, it cannot be said that you are not punishable due to your assuming the form of a cow. Cow is considered to be most sacred, and it is the duty of humanity to protect cow. So, to just save herself from the wrath of Maharaj Pratha, Mother Earth, she assumed the form of cow, thinking that Maharaj Pratha may leave us. But Maharaj Pratha said, no, you are punishable, even though in the form of a cow also, because you are willfully disobeying the order. In next verse he says, you have so lost your intelligence that despite my orders, you do not deliver the seeds of herbs and grains formerly created by Brahma and now hidden within yourself. Now with the help of my arrows, I shall cut you to pieces and with your flesh satisfy the hunger-stricken citizens who are now crying for want of grains. Thus I shall satisfy the crying citizens of my kingdom. So Maharaj Pratha is the Satyavesh avatar of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya, when he gives his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, he explains about Satyavesh avatar. Satyavesh. If any living entity is empowered by the Lord to fulfill some purpose with its particular potency, that living entity is known as a Satyavesh avatar. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives, for example, Sanat Kumar or Kumaras, Sanat Kumar specifically, he mentions that he is a Jnana Shaktavesh avatar of the Lord. Narada is the bhakti potency of the Lord. And Parshuram is the Dushta Damana Shaktavesh avatar of the Lord. And Maharaj Prutu is empowered to maintain the living entities and to fulfill his duties. Maharaj Prutu here says that he is ready to kill Mother Cow and cut her into the pieces, and he wants to feed his citizens who are hunger-struck. So to satisfy his citizens, because that's the prime duty of a king, and being an exemplary king, Maharaj Prutu wants to do that. And he gives another reason for that. He says, any cruel person, be he a man, woman, or impotent nunch, who is only interested in his personal maintenance and has no compassion for other living entities, may be killed by the king. Such killing can never be considered actual killing. So Lord is giving a satisfactory answer to the argument of Mother Cow, Mother Earth. Because it is said that if someone is selfish, he is bereft of a compassion for other living entities. And killing of such a person is not actual killing. That's what Maharaj Prutu says here. And we can find the same example in Ramayana also. When Shambhuka, the Shudra, whose duty is to serve the other three classes of humanity, for his own selfish reason, he started performing austerities, which was against the Vedic rule, Vedic scripture. And that's why Lord Ramachandra, who was an ideal king, to establish a proper rule and example, he killed that Shudra. Until the people who are having a less intelligence, they are criticizing him. But he is not the object of criticism, because he did what he is supposed to do. Then according to this consideration, if we consider that everyone is selfish and he don't have any compassion for other living entity, then all the jivas in this age of Kali are destined to be killed by the government. Is it true? And that's why Lord, he appeared as a Mahaprabhu, who was the most merciful. And what he did? Rather than the killing that individual living entity, he killed his propensities of enjoying in this material world. And he made him in true sense of selfish. Selfish means who is interested in his self. So, if someone understands he is the servant of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and according to that, if he starts behaving, that person can be known as a selfish actually, because he knows the self-interest. Then Mother Earth, here she is not showing any compassion toward living entities, because as she was blessed by Brahma with different herbs and seeds, which can be used for the protection and for the maintenance of the living entities. And even though she had taken her own share being a demigod, but she is not fulfilling her duties. And for that reason, she is considered as a selfish and cruel. And that's why Maharaj Prutu wants to kill her. Then, who can punish actually? If someone does something wrong, who can punish that person? The only person who can punish us is the Supreme Controller. And that's why in her prayer to the Lord, she is giving more emphasis on one particular theme, that you are the Supreme Controller. And if you want, you can create, and if you want, you can annihilate. That means the Supreme Controller is Lord Himself, no one else. Everything runs, everything moves, everything keeps rolling under His control. And being creator, maintainer, and annihilator, He is totally independent. As we have heard yesterday, she calls Lord as a Swaraj. Swaraj means who is totally independent. He won't require anything. As we need. If we want to pursue something, even though we have eyes, but to see, really to see something, these eyes are not enough. What we need to have? We need to have a light. When it reflects from the object, then only is it possible for us to see through these eyes. So we are dependent. But Lord, He is totally independent. And that's why He is known as the Aghatita Ghatana Patiyasi. He is the expert to do the things which are not supposed to be get done. He can do that because He is ultimate controller. Then question comes, as Mother Earth in the last verse she asked, now you are there to kill me. Then who is going to save me? Is there anybody? Where should I go? Who can protect me? An answer, no one but only He. And that's what she says in the first line of this verse only, that being a creator and annihilator, you have all right to either protect or destroy that person or living entity. So if somebody wants to get protected, then he has to take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And each and every canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you can see there are wonderful prayers offered by wonderful devotees to their wonderful Lord to glorify how He protects His devotees. In first canto we can see Maharani Kunti, she prays to the Lord asking for His shelter. The same canto Narada, when he was a child, he has also offered prayers to the Lord, seeking for the shelter. Bhishma, the great warrior, at the end of life, he showed us how to die. He also offered prayers, seeking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Then Kardama, as a great Prajapati, progenitor, he also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, seeking shelter at His lotus feet. Then Mother Devahuti, being a mother of Kapil Muni, she also offered a prayer to understand the complicity of devotional service. Even in that same Upakhyan, we can see the Garbha, the living entity in the womb, he is also offering prayers to the Lord before coming to this material world. He is also offering prayers. Why? He is seeking shelter so that he can get rid of the problems, the harassments by the material nature. So, all devotees, they pray at the lotus feet of the Lord to seek a shelter so that they can get free from the clutches of this material nature. And as yesterday Bhima Prabhu was explaining about sixfold surrender, in that regard, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, he writes one song, which is really wonderful, which explains about how one should take shelter and why one has to take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. He says, Tumite maribe jare ke rakhite pare tava icha vasha tribhuvan. Oh my Lord, if you want to kill someone, then who will protect that person? Because tava icha vasha tribhuvan. Because this whole, this material world, this all three planetary system, they are under your desire. Maya hi yasha. What that slogan? Maya hi yasya jagadanda shatanu sute traigunyata tada. So it works under the control of Lord, this material energy. And these three worlds, they are created by the external energy of the Lord. Then he says, Brahma adi devagana tava dasa aganana kare tava agyara palana. All all these big demigods, Brahma Adi Devagana, they are nothing but your insignificant servants, and they follow your order. Tava Icha Mate Jata Graha Gana Abhidata Shubha Shubha Phala Karedan. By your desire only, all the planets, they give bad or good effects to living entities. Roga Shoka Mrityu Bhaya Tava Icha Mate Haya Tava Agya Sada Balavan. The disease, fear, death, everything is obtained by the living entity by your desire, because you are the ultimate controller. Your wish is powerful. Tava bhaye vayu bhaya chandra surya samudaya svasva niyamita karya kare. You are such a wonderful controller that by under your supervision, all this moon and sun, then vayu, all they are working. Svasva niyamita karya kare. They are following their schedule very nicely. Tumito parameshwara para brahma paratpara tavavasa bhaktantare. And you are the Parameshwar, the supreme controller, para brahma. You are most pure and paratpara. You are beyond this material universe. Tavavasa bhaktantare. And you reside in the heart of your devotees. Sada Shuddha Siddha Kama Bhakta Vatsala Nama Bhakta Janera Nitya Swami Shritai Gaura Chandra Kicha Shradaras Vihari Kicha Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Kicha. Sada Shuddha Siddha Kama Bhakta Vatsala Nama Bhakta Janera Nitya Swami. You are most pure, you are most perfect person, and you are known as a benevolent of his devotees. Bhakta Vatsala, most lenient to his devotees. Bhakta Janera Nitya Swami, and you are the eternal master of your servants, your devotees. Tumi to rakhibe jare ke tare marite pare sakala vidhira vidhi tumi. And if you want to kill someone, or if you want to protect someone, who will kill that person? That's the rule of your own rule. Tomara charane nata kari ache pranipata. That's why, O my Lord, I offer my obeisances at your lotus feet. Bhakti vinod taladasa. And Bhakti vinod is your servant. Vipada hoite sami avashya tahare tumi rakshibe tahara ye vishwas. And whenever there is a calamity, any difficulty in my life, I know you are there. Rakshibe tahar ye vishwas. And I have a full faith that you are going to protect me. This is what pure devotee desires. This is what they ask from the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And whole Srimad Bhagavatam, all the different stories, they are explaining about that only. And if we see the life of different devotees, what they ask from the Lord. Every day we come for darshanarthi. We stand in front of the Lord. But what we ask Him? What we ask? Hara Prabhu? Kya poochte hum Bhagavan se darshanarthi ke samay? Jo dega dega. That's what devotee they ask to the Lord. Whatever you desire, you give. I don't want anything from you other than the service. Like Maharaj Kulashrekar, his prayers, what he offered to the Lord, they are really wonderful. Each and every prayer that he had offered has a substantial meaning. I would like to read some prayers. They are really wonderful. There is a third text in the Mukundamala Stotra where he shows what one can ask from the Lord. What should be the attitude of a devotee when he go in front of the Lord? He says, Mukunda Murdhana Pranipat प्रत्ययाचे भवन्तमेकान्तमियन्तमर्थम् अविस्मृति तच्छरणारविन्दे भवे भवे मे अस्तु भवत्प्रसादात्। ओ माय लॉर्ड, आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस एट योर लोटस फीट। यू मे कीप मी इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एनीवेयर, बट आई आस्क वन बेनेडिक्शन फ्रॉम यू एंड दैट इज अविस्मृति तत् चरणारविंदे। आई शुड नॉट फॉरगेट योर लोटस फीट। That's what devotee desires from the Lord. That's what they want. In another verse he says, Naham vande tava charana yordvandva madandva hetoho kummipatam gurumapi hare narakam napanetum ramya rama vrudutanulata nandanena pirantum bhave bhave hridaya bhavane भावयेयं भवन्तम्। Then he says, Oh my Lord, I am not taking shelter at your lotus feet to get rid of the dualities of this material world or to get rid of the hellish planet like a Kummipak, or neither I desire to enjoy heavenly women in the Nandan Kanan garden. But what I desire, why I take shelter at your lotus feet? Because I want life after life. I need to have your lotus feet in my heart. They should eternally reside in my heart. And that's why I'm praying at your lotus feet. So my Lord, be merciful on me. Then in his next prayer he says, नास्ता धर्मे न वसु निचये नैव कामोपभोगे यद्भव्यं तद्भवतु भगवन् पूर्वकर्मानुरूपम् एतत् प्रार्थ्यं मम बहुमतं जन्म जन्मान्तरेऽपि त्वत्पादाम्भोरूहयुगगता निश्चला भक्तिरस्तु। He said, I don't have any attachment to her nasta dharma, to following religious principles. Or neither I have a desire to accumulate the worldly opulences. Nor I desire to have a sense gratification whichever available in this material universe. Because, he says, I'm going to get it. How? Yad bhavyam tad bhavato. Whatever I destined to get it, according to purva karmanu rupam, the activities that I performed in my past, previous active life, I'm going to get it. So I'm not asking for that from you. Then what I'm asking from you, my Lord? Etat prarthyam. Mama bahumatam. Janma janmantarefi. Life after life, I'm just asking, I am praying for that. What is that? Tvad parambohruha, your lotus feet. Yugagata nishal bhaktiyastu, at the lotus feet of yours, I should have full devotion. I should dedicate my life at the lotus feet of yours. That's what he desired. Then he says, दिवि वा भुवि वा ममास्तु वासो नरके वा नरकान्तक प्रकामम् अवधीरति शारदारविन्दौ चरणौ ते मरणमपि चिन्तयामि। This is my Lord. According to your desire, you may keep me divi, means in the celestial planets. Bhuvi means on this planet. Or narake narakantakam, or you put me in the hellish planet. I never bother about that. But I do pray at your lotus feet that avadhiriti sharadara vindav, चरणौ ते मरणेपि चिन्तयामि। द शारदारविन्दौ, अरविन्द, द लोटस विच ब्लॉसम्स इन शरद ऋतु इज मोर ब्यूटिफुल। सो ही कंपेयर्स द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड विद दैट लोटस एंड ही सेज एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ आई शुड रिमेंबर दिस लोटस फीट। सो दिस इज वॉट द desire that the devotee, a pure devotee, has from the Lord. There are very wonderful shlokas in this. Mukunda Mala Stotra. Because everywhere he glorifies about how one should take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord and why. Why it is important. In one another verse he says, मज्जन्मना फलमिदमदुकैटव भारे मत्रार्थनीयं मदानुग्रह एषयेव त्वदभृत्य भृत्य परिचारक भृत्य भृत्य भृत्यस्य भृत्यैति मां स्मर लोकनाथ। व्हाट इज द डिजायर ऑफ योर डिवोटी? द डिजायर टू बिकम द सर्वेंट ऑफ 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 द सर्वेंट। सेवन टाइम्स ही सेड। That was the desire he has. He says, if you fulfill this desire of mine, then my life is perfect. Mat janmani phalamidam. My life will get perfected. If you bless me, mat anugraha, if you bless me to become the servant of servant of servant of servant of your servant. Das, dasanu das. And what's going on in the material world? Boss, bossanu, boss. So if someone wants really to be happy, then he has to seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And that is the only one way. Otherwise, everyone who claims himself as a controller gets crushed by the external energy of the Lord. And we have a history which shows us that whoever tried to dominate this material world, what happened to them? Just a few days back, one devotee, he showed us one movie from Russia. How this Stalin, Lenin, Bernard Shaw, all these so-called their leaders, how they massacred the Russian people. How they killed them. Without any consideration. They made them die with a hunger. They just took out grains from all their homes and everything, and they made them starve in the winter. In only Ukraine, they killed 1 million people in one winter. Such a demonic personalities were there. They tried to control, but what happened to them? They were also got destroyed. Because that's the rule of material nature. Whoever wants to dominate this material nature, he gets crushed. Prakriti sthani karshati. He gets crushed here by the external potency of the Lord. So, Lord asks each of us to take shelter at his lotus feet. And in Bhagavad Gita, in introduction, Prabhupada says that everywhere you will see the repetition of this same theme, that we are the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to render devotional service at his lotus feet is our eternal duty, and we have to do it. Why that repetition is there everywhere? Prabhupada says that repetition is there to make us understand the real meaning and purpose of our life. And one thing, if it is repeated again and again, then it gets memorized or remembered. And that reminder is necessary for us to get rid of this material world. And how to do that? That is also exemplified by the pure devotees of the Lord. Lord has used them as an instrument and showed through them that how one can be in this world but not of this world. Padma Patra Ivambasa. Even you can be in the water but not get soaked by the water. And today is the disappearance of one of the glorious associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, that is Shyamananda Prabhu. Shyamananda Prabhu, he was born in Utkal, what we call today is Orissa. His father was Dhirendra Dutta and mother was Dukhiti. So, actually, they had many children before Shyamananda Pandit, before Shyamananda Prabhu born. But all they died. And because of that, they were very, very unhappy. So, once both of them went and they prayed to Lord Jagannath that we need a child which can glorify you and your activities. And by the blessings of Lord Jagannath, they begat a child who was very wonderful, and that was Shyamananda. But the calamities in which they have gone through, the loss of so many kids, they kept name of this child as a Dukhi. So this Dukhi, when he has a Annaprashan ceremony and then Vidyarjan ceremony, he started going to school. And he was an extraordinary child. Very soon he became a very expert in Vedic scriptures. By seeing that, his father and his teacher, they was amazed. They were thinking, this is not a common bad. This is something special personality. And by seeing his attachment toward the hearing the glorious pastimes of Lord Nityananda and Gauranga from the local devotees, his father thought that let him get initiated in Radha Krishna Mantra. So he was asking his son, what is your desire? So here we can see what a Krishna conscious parent expect from their children. What they expect? They expect that this boy should become Krishna conscious. This boy or girl should become Krishna conscious. That is their desire. And we can see in Prabhupada's lives also. Whoever come to visit Gormonde's place, or any sadhu or saintly person came to Gormonde's place, what he asked from them? Anybody remembers what he asked from that saintly person? He always desired and prayed that please bless my son Abhay so that he can become a devotee of Radhika. That's the desire of parents, Vaishnava parents, from their kids. So when he asked Dukhi, from whom you want to take initiation, then Dukhi said, I would like to accept Hriday Chaitanya as my spiritual master. Whose spiritual master is Gauridas Pandit, in whose house their lordship is residing eternally, accepting their service. Which is that place? Ambika Kalna. So he desired that I should go to Ambika Kalna and take initiation from Hriday Chaitanya. Then his father, he was a bit upset. He said, it's too long from here. Because they were staying some Barahapura in Orissa and Ambika Kalna is somewhere in Bengal. He said, how you can go there? Then Dukhi said, no, some devotees from here, they are going to Gauradesh. So I will accompany with them and I will go to Ambika Kalna, have a darshan of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. I will get blessings from Raghav Pandit and I will take initiation from Hriday Chaitanya. For a moment, his father thought. And then he said, okay, you proceed. After long travel, Dukhi, he arrived at Ambika Kalna. He had the wonderful darshan of Nitai Gaurchandra, had the blessings of Raghav Pandit, and he introduced himself to Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya asked, who are you? Sir, I am a lowly soul which would like to take shelter at your lotus feet. I am a son of Dhirendra Dutt, who belongs to six Gopa families. And I would like to take initiation from him. So Hriday Chaitanya was very happy to hear from this boy. And after a few days, when he stayed with Hriday Chaitanya, he initiated him on a proper time in Radha Krishna Mantra. Then very obediently and lovingly he started rendering service to his spiritual master. Then one day, Hriday Chaitanya, by seeing the sincerity of service and honesty of Dukhi, whom he named as a Krishna Das, now who was a Dukhi Krishna Das, he said, "I think you should go now to Vrindavan and associate with Jiva Goswami and learn all the scriptures written by Shara Goswami. This is my order to you." Then he took blessings of Hriday Chaitanya Hind and he walked towards Navadvip first. He went to Yoga Peet or the Jagannath Mishra's house that time. Now it's Yoga Peet. There he met Ishan, the personal servant of Jagannath Mishra, who was serving Mahaprabhu also there when he was in Navadvip. And Ishan inquired from him, "Who are you? From where you have come?" And very humbly, he explained everything. And he told him that, "I am disciple of Hriday Chaitanya." When Ishan heard that, he embraced him. And he blessed him. And he told him, "You are the person who is going to propagate the holy scripture written by Goswami." He gave him his blessing and asked him to proceed. Then after taking the blessings of Ishan, he moved toward Prayag. He went to Gaya first. There he took the darshan of lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu. From there he went to Banaras. There he met Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. He took blessings from them. From this we can understand, if someone wants to be a preacher, someone wants to really understand the Gaudiya Siddhanta, he has to seek blessings from the devotees. Because without their blessings, this knowledge will not reveal in your heart. So here we see that Shyamananda, who was the Dukhi Krishna Das, he visited all the Vaishnavas on the way to Vrindavan so that he can get their blessings, and by that blessing he can be able to stay in Vrindavan and learn the Gaudiya Siddhanta. Then he moved toward Mathura. He reached at Vishram Ghat, took bath there, and he was trying to locate where Jiva Goswami resides. Then he came to the place where Jiva Goswami was residing. He came and he just offered his respectful obeisances. And by seeing that person, Jiva Goswami started thinking, "Who is he?" Then he asked, "Who are you and why you have come here?" They said, "I am the servant of Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu. And he has sent me to take your guidance and understand and learn whatever Goswami wants to give this whole humanity. So please bless me and accept me as your disciple." And then Jiva Goswami remembered that once Hriday Chaitanya wrote him a letter that, "I have one disciple and he is really wonderful and I want to make him expert in the scriptures written by our Goswamis. So you are the best person who can teach him. So I am sending him to get your guidance." And Jiva Goswami was very much pleased. He just embraced Dukhi Krishna Das. He was so happy. So here we can see our parampara is a Shiksha parampara. Even though Hriday Chaitanya was the Diksha Guru of Shyamananda Prabhu, he sent his disciple to accept Shiksha teachings from Jiva Goswami. It happens with other two also, two great personalities. One is Srinivas Acharya and another Narottam Das Thakur. They were also disciples of whom? Narottam Das Thakur is disciple of Lokanath Goswami and Srinivas Acharya disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Both they came and accepted teachings from Jiva Goswami. So in the association and company of Narottama and Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda, means Dukhi Krishna Das, also started getting guidance from Jiva Goswami. Then he wanted to render some menial service to Jiva Goswami. That's why he asked, can I do something, some menial service for you? Then Jiva Goswami told him, okay, you can do one thing. You go to Kanana Kunja and fetch water for me from the well there. So every day, Shyamananda very obediently and sincerely, he used to go there to that Kunja. He used to take out the water from there and he used to fill the water pot of Jiva Goswami. It was going on for days together. And as he was rendering that menial service, there was a transformation in his heart. He started getting the symptoms of Ashtabhava. He was surprised. Because of that service, one day, the Jugal Jodi, Radha Govinda Dev, they decide to bless him with their darshan. So one day, when he was fetching a water from well, he saw one bracelet was there in that pot. And he was amazed to see that. He said, from where it has come? Just thinking that, he went back, he performed his service. But that same day, early in the morning, when all the gopis, they came to render service to their goddess, Srimati Radhika, Vishakha was surprised because she looked at the lotus feet of Radharani and she saw that, oh, one bracelet is missing. Where it is? Then Radharani said, actually yesterday I was in a kunja with a Kishore and I missed that. I don't know where it is. Can you help me to get it? Vishakha immediately with her all manjaris, they started to search for the search of that bracelet. And then Vishakha, she came to that kunja where Dukhi Krishna Das was fetching of water. Then she came to Dukhi Krishna Das and asked, have you seen any bracelet here? Then Dukhi Krishna Das just behaved like he has not heard anything. Then again, she asked, have you seen any bracelet here? Then he looked at her and he saw that it's uncommon beauty. That girl is so beautiful. She won't look like from this world. Then he said, yeah, I have got it. Then she said, oh, can you give it to me? Then he asked, no, first let me know, it belongs to whom? It's yours? She said, no. Then, no, she said that there is one young girl who got just recently married. And every day she comes here and yesterday she lost her bracelet. Then he said, okay, I will give you back. But I need one thing from you. She said, what do you want? If you give that bracelet back, that girl will be so happy, she will give you anything you want. But he said, I want one thing from you, not from her. And she said, what? I want to give personally this bracelet to that girl. That's what my desire. So Krishna's jo sei, Krishna jo bhaje, sei bada chatur. So Dukhi Krishna Das, he wanted to have a darshan of Radhika. So he said, you have to fulfill this promise. She said, okay, no problem. Then she took Dukhi Krishna Das, he went and he took bath in a kunda. When he came out, he was not the same anymore. He became very beautiful girl. Bedecked with the jewels, nice ornaments on the body, nice dress. And then all this, Vishakha, she took her with her hand and brought her in front of Radharani. And Radharani was so much pleased with him, with her. She took that kangan, that bracelet, dipped in a kumkum and put it in on her head. And she said, now your name is Shyamananda. And here Shyamananda broke his samadhi and he saw his reflection in the water and he saw there is a tilak mark on his forehead, and his body is totally transformed. And he was having that ashrasatvik bhava on his body. So when he returned back, and he was in front of Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami saw that, hey, he has changed his tilak. Jiva Goswami, first and fourth, he chastised him heavily. What you have done? Without asking your spiritual master, you have changed your name, you have changed your tilak. What's going on with you? He just accepted very humbly. And very humbly, he said, this is what happened. And Jiva Goswami became so ecstatic. He just fell on the ground for a while. Then again he got up. And then he started glorifying Shyamananda. You are so wonderful. You are blessed. The queen of Vraja, she has given you a darshan and she had changed your name. You are a glorious person. Should I stop? Give me 5 minutes extra. So, then that news, then Jiva Goswami told him, don't tell anything this pastime. Because people who don't have a faith, they may criticize you. So better to not. But day by day, everyone is seeing that he had changed the tilak and he had changed his name. So, as you know, even our society also, we see the thing immediately gets spread out. So from Vrindavan, that news went to Ambika Kalna, and Hrida Chaitanya heard that Shyamananda had, Dukhi Krishna Das had changed his name and he had changed the tilak. Being a spiritual master, immediately he came to Vrindavan running. He came and he caught Shyamananda by his hair and he asked him, what do you have done that? I sent you here to take teachings from Jiva Goswami and you have changed your name without asking me, without my permission. You have changed tilak. You are the most disobedient servant. And he was very much upset with the Shyamananda. But Shyamananda just kept quiet. He never said single word against what his spiritual master is saying. If we would have been there, hey man, shut. Had a darshan of Radharani, what do you have? Nothing. But no. Being a very obedient servant, he just accepted whatever his spiritual master said. And very humbly and sincerely, he engaged himself in the service of his spiritual master. Then that same night, Srimati Radhika, she appeared to Hrida Chaitanya. And she severely chastised Hrida Chaitanya. She said, who are you to chastise him? I know that you are his spiritual master, but me, that's me who has changed his name, who has given that tilak. And I have changed his name. Why? I am Shama and he has given me Ananda, bliss. So I have given him name as a Shamananda. What's your problem? Then Hrida Chaitanya, he got up next morning. He was just jumping. He said, my life is successful. I have such a wonderful disciple. Because of him, I got the darshan of Srimati Radharani. He embraced Shyamananda Pandit and he said, I'm sorry. I did a big mistake. I committed offense at your feet, even though you are my disciple. But here I submit myself at your lotus feet. Shyamananda was just like a water. He said, no, it's you. Because of you, I got the darshan of Radharani. If you would have not sent me to Jiva Goswami and he would have not given me the menial service, I would have not transformed my heart and I would have not taken darshan of Radharani. So it's you. This is what the relation between spiritual master and disciple. And then he sat there, he learned all the scriptures, and after some time, Jiva Goswami asked Shyamananda Pandit, Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur to go back to their places and preach Gauranga Mahaprabhu's message. Then, all of you know, then Shyamananda Prabhu went to Utkal, he preached. Then Narottam Das Thakur went to where? Shrikanda. And Srinivas Acharya went to Bangladesh, where he preached about the message of Lord Chaitanya. In Utkal, in Orissa, Shyamananda Prabhu preached very vigorously. Until late, you can see there are so many villages are devoted to Shamananda's disciplic succession. And he has a very glorious disciple also. What's his name? Rasikananda Prabhu. He had near about 11 disciples who are really glorious. And one day when he heard a news that Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu has left and entered in the eternal pastimes of the Lord, he was very much grave and pained. But Lord Gauranga appeared to him and he asked, "You have to stay back. I know that because of separation of your spiritual master, you may also leave, but I don't want that. You should stay back and you should preach." And he did that. And on today, on the same tithi, he entered in the eternal pastime of the Lord. Even today also, that Varahapura, they have the deities which were worshipped by Shamananda Prabhu. And some say that there is one deity of Radha Shamsunda that was given by personally Radharani to Shamananda Prabhu for worship. So that deity is still there at his birthplace where they have a temple. So we can learn how we can apply the message of Srimad Bhagavatam in our life through studying the lives of associates of Lord Gauranga. So here, take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. Definitely, he attains whatever he desires to go back, come back to Godhead. Shamananda Prabhu ki. So let's pray today at his lotus feet, because Prabhupada says, on the appearance and disappearance day of Vaishnavas, they are most merciful. So if you have a sincere desire to make a progress in your spiritual life, Prabhupada says, today they are most merciful. If you beg at their lotus feet to get devotion at the lotus feet of Lord, they grant it. So we have opportunity today. So let us pray at the lotus feet of Shamananda Prabhu. At least a pick of a dust at his lotus feet, we can get and we can have little bit devotion or surrender to our, at the lotus feet of our spiritual master. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Granthadāsa Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki. Thank you.